A federal bankruptcy court rejected a deal that would have set the stage for a second attempt to auction off InfoWars, the media company owned by far-right radio show host Alex Jones. The decision Wednesday is another temporary pause for Jones, who is trying to maintain the audience he's built up over the last several years. A federal judge first rejected the sale of InfoWars to satirical news outlet The Onion after Jones claimed that a bankruptcy auction was filled with illegal collusion. Wednesday's ruling is also another delay for Sandy Hook families seeking to collect compensation for damages they won after suing Jones for defamation nearly 7 years ago. Jones made false claims that the tragedy in Connecticut was a hoax to push a gun control agenda, which led to harassment and stalking of the victims' families by followers of the program. Some families sued for defamation in Connecticut, others in Texas. After Jones refused to cooperate at trial, judges in each state found him liable by default. The decision drove Jones and his company to file for bankruptcy. Wednesday's decision now complicates the proposed sale of Jones's platform and may create divisions between two groups of families who sued Jones. The Connecticut families won $1.3 billion and the Texas families won $50 million. They had proposed a settlement dividing future payments from Jones with the Texas families, receiving 25%, and the Connecticut families, 75%. A judge rejected the settlement because the families were asking him to divide assets from InfoWars' parent company, Free Speech Systems, which had been dismissed from bankruptcy last year. The judge suggested the families and Jones's bankruptcy trustee resolve the issue in state court or return with a new proposal. The Connecticut families have said they are less interested in a financial win than they are in shutting down InfoWars. Jones praised the judge's decision Wednesday, asking his followers for financial support to help him during his legal fight.